Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kirsty and Dan here for Brekkie, and West Australian audiences will experience the magic of Disney's Frozen when the much-anticipated Perth season of the hit Broadway musical opens at Crown Theatre in August 2022, which is not too far away. And joining us on the line is Princess Anna herself. Well, the person who's going to star as Princess Anna, it's Courtney Monsma. Hi, how are you going?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Oh, excellent.
We're excited to be in the presence of royalty, Courtney. Or Princess Courtney.
Well, so
Shoes.
Am I.
Oh, yeah. Oh, stop it.
Oh.
Thank you. Okay, Courtney, before we get into the real journalism, my daughter, whom is four, whom loves Frozen, has sent you some questions. Are you prepared to answer questions from a four-year-old?
I sure am. I'm ready.
All right, here we go. They're all very fun. Question number one. Do you get to keep all the pretty dresses?
I wish, but unfortunately I don't. But I'm lucky I get to wear them all the time. So I just borrow them.
That's true. Question number two from Ruby the four-year-old. What is your favorite sandwich?
Oh, good question. You know what? I love an egg and lettuce sandwich. I don't think that goes astray, so that's one of my favourites.
Oh, yes.
Egg and lettuce. That's not what I expected, but very cool. Okay.
These questions, I've realised, she's actually really done her research here after the 3,000 times we've watched Frozen.
Yes.
Favourite sandwiches? You know, we finish each other's sandwiches, and now are you gonna eat chocolate fondue?
Always. I love chocolate. It's my favourite food.
Awesome. Same with Ruby. Question number four. How long did you have to practice your dance for? I don't know which dance, but she said a dance.
Well, we get quite a few weeks, I think about 4 or 5 weeks of rehearsals to learn all the Frozen dances, but it's a lot of practice, many hours.
Oh, of course. And then last one from Ruby, the four-year-old. Does the cold even bother you anyway?
It does. I hate the cold.
That's fair enough.
I'm not good at the cold, so yes, it does.
Oh, look, it's fantastic that this is coming to Perth, and we're all very excited. Mm-hmm. I think adults just as much as kids, but, you know, so we have to ask Courtney, what is it like to be a real-life princess?
It is, to be honest, it's a dream come true. You know, being in a Disney musical, you know, it's such a Broadway-scale musical. Mm. I feel so lucky that even in Australia, let alone that I get to be a part of it. So it's so amazing, and it's a pressure to play such an iconic role, but it really is an honour, and I absolutely love it.
You're no stranger to playing iconic princesses because you were Jasmine in Aladdin, right?
Yes, I understudied Jasmine, actually. So it's really, really special to now be able to step into those shoes every single night.
You're the big dog now.
Oh, yeah.
You're the boss.
Yeah, the big dog.
If you had to choose one.
I'm the boss.
If you had to choose one, Jasmine or Anna, who's it going
to
be?
Oh, it has to be Anna. You know, Anna is part of me now, so I think she'd be upset if I didn't say that. But no, I love Anna. She's such a fun, quirky character. She's so different, and I really love that about the character.
And that's why I think what a lot of people love about Frozen itself.
Courtney, you just want to stick around for one sec. We're just going to play some music, and we'll be right back.
It's Kirsty Dan here, and we are talking to Courtney Monsma, who plays Princess Anna for the musical Frozen coming in August to Burswood. Just tell us how you can possibly be bringing the magic of Frozen to the stage. Like, give us a bit of backstage secrets, Courtney.
Yeah, so these, all I can really say and explain is how, like, the attention to detail of this show is absolutely incredible. You're going to be watching magic and you're going to be like, how does that happen? Even I sometimes don't know. The costumes, you know, the ribbon embroidery on the costumes are incredible. The beads, the sparkles, everything. It's such a spectacle. So it's really technically advanced. It's a massive set. It's a massive show. And I don't know how they travel it around, really. It's so special. So
it's magic.
You don't have to know that stuff.
Exactly.
You just got to be Princess
Anna. No, I don't.
How much snow are we talking?
We're talking quite a bit of snow. I think you might have some in the audience at some point as well at the end. But
spoiler alert.
Love it.
Spoiler alert. One more question from me. The thing that I really want to know about is Olaf. How is this happening? Is it a guy in a suit? Is it a puppet? Tell me.
Yes, so Olaf is done by puppetry, which is so incredible. Sven as well, the reindeer, is also puppet. But the puppets are so incredible, and Matt Lee, he plays Olaf, is so funny and amazing. He really brings the character to life through his puppetry. It's incredible.
Oh, well, look, I'm super excited about seeing it. I know that a lot of the listeners would be excited, and they'll be like, oh no, we've got to go get tickets now. But tickets will be available very, very soon. So thanks, Courtney, so much for joining us, and all the very best with the production.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to play there.
Woo! We are as well. Thank you, Courtney.
Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.